It's a 11-year-old boy who I want to introduce you to. Now, if you haven't got across what Fiverr for a Farmer is, Jack Byrne is this 11-year-old's name, and here is some of a campaign that he's been running for nearly a year.
Fiverr for a Farmer is a campaign that I started where everyone dressed up as a farmer on the 13th of August, and we were raising money for the farmers in drought. We've raised $1.1 million. I don't even have $20 in my piggy bank. If you know you can make a difference, you just got to make a difference. You might be small, but your voice is mighty.
Yeah, you heard right. An 11-year-old has raised. Now, that update on that $1.6 million for Australian farmers and all the farm aid going to rural aid and drought angels. Jack Byrne joins us now. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, guys.
You're a bloody hero, mate.
Thank you.
Now, how did you raise $1.6 million for the farmers, first of all?
It took a lot of time, and it's really amazing to get to $1.6 million right now. But it all started when I was actually in school. I was watching a video on the drought, and I was just seeing kids my age skip out on school, and I went home to Mum and she's cooking dinner, and I was like, what about this drought? How bad is it? Like, some places have had drought for 6 years straight. It's amazing. Like, what? Like, why hasn't anything been done? And Mum was like, what are you talking about? Like, I was some crazy person. And what drought? And then I asked Dad, and he said the exact same thing. And then I kind of went into my room, and I got on the computer and I started typing up an email and searching up on any emails, like search of like Sunrise or Channel 10 or Channel 9, and just because they were some of the channels that could really send out the message that we have a massive drought going on and we need to fix it. So I sent that out, and the next morning I just like went on, went to school, and then I saw my mum walk in to school. I was like, this is a bit odd. And then she told me that Sunrise want to have a interview with us the next morning.
Wow.
It's amazing, Jack, especially from that being the first time you'd kind of heard about the drought just from this one video and then the action that you took so quickly. Have you been able to talk to or have you met any of the farmers that this $1.6 million has helped the past year?
Yeah, definitely. I did get to. I was very lucky. I got to go out and to a farm in Dasus, and that was a really amazing experience. Like, the community, they just stick all together in the really rough times, and no one ever has a frown on their face or has smiles, and it's really amazing to go up there and play the experience.
Jack, those farmers that you went to meet, they must be blown away with what you have done for them, raising over $1.6 million. We've got a bunch of farmers that are listening to our radio show that are probably listening to this morning just going, how good is this kid?
Yeah.
You're saving people's lives.
Thanks. It was kind of amazing to still think about it, because I feel like sometimes I'm dreaming when I see how much money all of them raised. To know that $1.6 million wasn't even my target. At the start, it was $1,000.
Wow. Oh, my gosh. Just add more zeros. Now, you haven't stopped campaigning. You're doing Fiverr for a Farmer again this year. So when is it happening and what is happening, mate?
Right. So the August 2nd, we are doing a Fiverr for a Farmer Day. I want everyone to dress up as a farmer, bring in $5. And we're trying to push to have an all-Australian produce lunch, because that can really give back to the farmers.
100%, mate. Well, we are going to do this for sure here at Hit 106.9. We'll get the entire radio station right behind this.
Right.
You can check out the website, afiverforafarmer.com.au, if you want to get around this.
Jack Byrne is the name of the 11-year-old we're speaking to right now. Can I just say that there was a poll done recently on who our favourite politician was.
Yeah.
And Jacinda Ardern, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, won because there was no one in Australia. Jack, I don't know what the minimum age is to be Prime Minister, but you've got my vote already, mate.
Thanks.
He's like, I don't want to go into politics, mate.
Yeah, please.
No, mate, you keep doing exactly what you're doing, mate. It's absolutely amazing. And thank you so much for joining us on the show. I reckon we'll get you back on the second to make sure that we speak about this as well, because it's a very important cause. Good on you, mate. Have a good day. You off to school now?
Yeah.
All right. What's your favourite subject at school?
I love sport, I
adore. Yeah, sport's the best.
Yeah. Sport and raising millions of dollars.
Totally.
My two favourite subjects.
Good on you, mate. It is-